With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. The Republican members of Montana's congressional delegation are offering unwavering support of President Trump after the assassination of Iran's military general Qasem Soleimani, but others are questioning the situation. Aaron Bolton reports.
Republican Senator Steve Daines and House Representative Greg Gianforte are both closely aligning themselves with President Trump following Soleimani's killing and briefings with Congress this week. Both say there was sufficient evidence to support Trump's actions. Daines said in an emailed statement, quote, "The president, as commander-in-chief, has the authority and responsibility to protect Americans facing imminent danger." About 30 people gathered outside of Daines' Missoula office Thursday evening to protest his response. Director of the local left-leaning activist group Missoula Rises, Aaron Erickson, helped put on the short event because she says Trump didn't have the evidence to support his decision.
My preference would be that before our president takes a reckless action, which seems to be a diversion from the impeachment proceedings, that he, first of all, have congressional authorization and that the imminent threat be present.
In response, Daines said, quote, "It's disheartening to see Missoula Rising mourning the death of a terrorist who killed over 600 Americans," end quote. Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester has a starkly different view on the Trump administration's briefings with Congress. He says the evidence presented talked about general threats in the region, but nothing specific.
What was the intelligence that was out there that said, we got to do this now or something else is going to happen, and if we take him out, that will stop? None of that information was given to us.
Trump said in an interview Friday that Soleimani was planning attacks at four U.S. embassies in the Middle East. Tester is signing on to Democratic Virginia Senator Tim Kaine's resolution to limit Trump's war powers when it comes to Iran. Tester says the resolution solidifies Congress's constitutional powers of war. Some Republican senators have voiced support for the measure, but Trump has railed against the move on Twitter. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.